For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The US and UK have imposed sanctions on individuals and groups allegedly involved in a cyber espionage campaign that's been targeting politicians and journalists, blaming the hacking group called Advanced Persistent Threat 31, or APT-31, which is reportedly run by China's Ministry of State Security. The Guardian reports that APT-31, also known as Zirconium, Violet Typhoon, Judgment Panda, and Altair, is accused of orchestrating the extensive hacking operation from Wuhan, according to the US Department of Justice, although China denies these allegations. The DOJ recently charged 7 hackers believed to be linked to the Chinese government's intelligence services. To Florida now, where the city of St. Cloud faces service disruptions following a March 25th cyber attack that affected phone lines and prompted temporary cash-only payments for certain services. WESH2 reports that city officials are collaborating with state and local partners to resolve the issue swiftly while reportedly leveraging dedicated backups for files and sensitive systems. With a population of around 55,000, St. Cloud is actively working to mitigate the impacts of the attack. United Health Group's subsidiary, Change Healthcare, is working through a $14 billion claims backlog that accumulated following a cyber attack last month, with major clearinghouses expected to be operational soon. The February 21st cyber breach disrupted healthcare payment systems nationwide, leading to a month-long effort to restore services and provide assistance to affected healthcare providers. According to payments, United Health said it has already allocated payments exceeding $2.5 billion to support those impacted by the disruption. Discount retailer Giant Tiger has confirmed a security incident compromising customer data, which it said was linked to an unnamed third-party vendor that manages the company's communications and engagement. According to the Canadian press, the company initiated an independent investigation after discovering the breach on March 4th and brought in outside cybersecurity experts to address concerns and enhance security measures. With over 270 stores across Canada, Giant Tiger has a workforce of around 10,000 people. Cybersecurity researchers have highlighted a malware campaign targeting Python developers, which aims to steal browser data, cryptocurrency wallet files, and messaging app access. According to The Record, the quote, far-reaching operation affected individual developers and members of the top.gg community, underscoring the evolving threats faced by the software supply chain. With around 170,000 members, top.gg remains vigilant against such cyber threats. And finally, a Montana man faces a $9.9 million penalty for orchestrating thousands of harassing and malicious spoofed robocalls that targeted communities in several states, particularly following tragedies such as murders. Scott Rhodes, using so-called neighbor spoofing techniques, intentionally manipulated caller ID information to deceive recipients into thinking the robocalls came from local numbers. According to the Daily Montanan, the penalty comes after years of legal action by the Department of Justice and the Federal Communications Commission against Rhodes for his harassing and malicious activities. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.